in eighth grade science class, our teacher gave us a challenge. She was up in front of the room, and she said, how am I going to get this air out of this glass? She had this glass thing turned upside down. And we all came up with these different ideas of how we're going to get the air out of that glass. It was like, well, we could hook up a hose and suck all the air out of that. And it, just like a vacuum, we could make it air-free by sucking all that air right out of that glass. And so she said, well, that's a pretty good idea. I don't know if the glass would support the concept of being a vacuum. Maybe it would crush the glass. I said, is there any other way? It's like, no. As eighth graders, we couldn't come up with any other way to get the air out of that glass. Well, you know, teachers, they always have little tricks of the trade. Well, you know what she did? She took that glass and turned it upside down and went over to the sink. She filled it up with water to the very top. Guess what? She got the air out of that glass. And we're all like, wow, why couldn't we think of that? I mean, it was just such a cool example that we didn't have to go through all this, you know, scientific effort to figure out how to get this air sucked out of that glass. Just fill it up with water. And that's something that stuck with me for many years. Because as you think about getting out sin in your life, you know, if we try to pull sin out here and there, it's just not going to work. What the Word of God tells us is that we need to be filled. There's a beautiful passage in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Let's notice what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It's a great reminder of this. It says, don't be drunk with wine. All right, that's like this air that's filling up this glass. But it says, be filled with the Spirit. Or to think of it a little bit differently, we have sin in our life. How are you going to get that out? Can we just haphazardly try to get this out or pull this out or you know, the way to do it is fill your mind and your heart with God's Spirit. Allow God's Spirit to work in your life. Submit to God's Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. And guess what's going to happen? There won't be any room for air. There won't be any room for sin. So to fill our lives with the Spirit of God will automatically help get rid of that sin. So think of that example. How do you get the air out of a glass? It's not that you just pull it out here and there. No, turn it over, fill it up with the water of God's Spirit, and automatically that air, that sin, has to come out. So let's accomplish that in our lives. Let's be filled with the Spirit. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.